Chapter 3. The War Begins.
World War I was a difficult time for Russia, and for me as well. The people accused me of being unpatriotic and a spy. They also attacked Tsarina Alexandra. She wants to destroy Russia because she was born in Germany, they said. She's spying for the German enemy. I tried to do something to help the Russian people. We were losing the war badly, and I wanted to understand the reason for this. I decided to go to the fighting, but the commander of the Russian army, Grand Duke Nicholas, didn't let me go. I wanted to bless the soldiers and try and keep them safe. But the Grand Duke didn't trust me, and his answer was very clear. "I'll kill you if you try to come," he said. So I stayed in the court and did as much as I could to help the Tsar and Tsarina in those difficult times. One night, I had an important dream, and I told the Tsar about it the next morning. "I dreamed the Russian army won't win this war until you personally take control of the army." "Should I do that?" he asked me, a little nervous. "If you say so, I'll do it." "Yes, Your Highness. Your people need to see you in battle. You must be prepared to die for your country like them," I said. "This will give them courage and maybe help them change the situation." "Then I'll do it," he said. "Thank you, Rasputin. You've shown me my responsibility." After this, the Tsar went to take part in the fighting, even though he didn't have much experience of war. While he was away, the Tsarina was very worried all the time. She began to depend on me more and more to help her make decisions. I was her favorite advisor, and she trusted me completely. I used my situation to dismiss some of my enemies in the court. One of them was a lady called Chucheva. She tried to stop me from spending time with some of the women in the court. So I told the Tsarina to send her away. And she did. I also began to choose people to control many important government offices. This way, I had more control of the court, and my personal fortune grew considerably. But the war was very expensive, and the Russian economy became worse and worse. The people were very dissatisfied with the Tsarina. And because I was her main advisor, they were also dissatisfied with me. There were also a lot of rumors about our relationship. At that time, public opinion was starting to turn against the monarchy. Many people wanted a government of the people by the people. They didn't want the Romanov family on the throne anymore. They spoke in public against the family and in favor of this new kind of government. They also wrote many articles about this in all the newspapers. The newspapers also attacked me because I argued with many important people in the Russian Orthodox Church. In contrast to these church leaders, I believed people could talk directly to God and didn't have to go through priests and churches. I believed we could all learn humility by asking God to pardon our sins. The Tsarina and the ladies of her court agreed with my view, but the church was furious and said I used this belief as an excuse to sin as much as I wanted. They disliked my relationship with the Tsarina. She was a very religious woman, they said, and could be easily influenced by me. The nobles and the church started to pressure me to leave the court. One of them, Vladimir Purishkevich, made a speech in the Duma, the Parliament of Russia. "The Tsar's ministers have become marionettes," he said. "Rasputin and Tsarina Alexandra control them. He's the evil genius of Russia. She's a German on the Russian throne and the enemy of the country and its people. The people's respect for the monarchy is gone. Now, St. Petersburg is a corrupted city, and all this is because of the villain, Rasputin." Another important noble, Felix Yusupov, listened carefully to Purishkevich's speech. Afterwards, he went to see Purishkevich. In that meeting, they both agreed to find a way to kill me. It was not the first time somebody wanted to kill me. Once, a few years earlier, I was attacked in Pokrovskoye by a disciple of the monk Iliodor. He hated me because of my religious beliefs and taught his disciples to hate me too. One of his disciples, a woman called Guseva, stabbed me in my stomach. I fell to the ground, and she shouted for joy, "He's dead! He's dead! The evil man is dead!" But I recovered, and after that, I felt invincible. For that reason, I wasn't afraid when my spies told me about the meeting between Yusupov and Purishkevich.